This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bites. If you're back to work from the long weekend, we hope it's a pretty chill day and that you have time to settle in. And if you're still on break, then we hope you're enjoying the holidays.
Yep. And if you're not on break and you work in KL, then the good news is it's another holiday tomorrow and traffic is still super clear, so you can drive home happily and sleep in on a hopefully rainy Wednesday. Anyway, this is Arvind Yuvaraj and we've got a story on 146,000 new jobs thanks to a local logistics master plan, which we will cover later. But first, a story on how Uber is standing up to help drivers who are affected by Trump's immigration ban.
Okay, so things aren't exactly going smoothly in the United States. If you've been following the news, you know that the President Donald Trump has been making some pretty drastic rules about immigration and travel bans. And there has been a lot of pushback to his position as president. Some people are with him and there are many who don't agree with his policies. But then some big companies and startups are actually stepping up to support people who are affected by all this chaos, especially Uber, who wants to create a $3 million legal defense fund for drivers who are affected by this ban.
Yep, and Airbnb is also providing shelter for affected people, but we'll talk about that story afterwards. Uber CEO and founder Travis Kalanick shared a note on Facebook and Uber's newsroom and called the ban wrong and unjust, and also said that Uber will create the defense fund to help cover legal, immigration and translation costs for drivers affected by Trump's travel ban.
And Travis Kalanick is also going to be at a meeting of the White House Economic Advisory Group this coming Friday and said that he will bring up the concerns of the company and of his employees so that they can get the attention of Trump. He basically posted two notes on Facebook. The one on Saturday said they were reaching out to employees to see how they could help, and then on Sunday Kalanick's tone became a bit more critical and he strongly criticized the immigration measures that Trump wants to put in place.
Yeah, so let's highlight some of the key parts of the Uber CEO's Facebook post. He said that drivers who are citizens of Iran, Iraq, Somalia, Sudan, Syria or Yemen and live in the US but have left the country will not be able to come back for 90 days, which means that they won't be able to earn money and support their families during this time. He said that it's important to stand up as a community and help these drivers by doing these things. One, provide 24/7 legal support for drivers who are trying to get back into the country. Uber says that lawyers and immigration experts will be on call 24/7 to help. This also ties in with the $3 million defense fund to help drivers and immigration and drivers for immigration and translation services.
Yeah, and they're also ready to compensate drivers for their lost earnings. This will help them support their families and put food on the table while they're banned from the U.S.
Yeah, he also wants to urge the government to reinstate the right of U.S. residents to travel. Doesn't matter what country of origin they are from, they should be able to travel immediately.
Uber has a rival service called Lyft, and Lyft has already committed $1 million to the ACLU after both founders of the company came out strongly in opposition to the new measures by Trump's White House.
Yeah, I think it doesn't matter where you stand on Trump's policies. This is a pretty noble gesture from Uber to protect their employees who are affected by such a drastic immigration ban. I mean, we all know it isn't easy for immigrants as it is. They have to put up with a lot of difficulty, and most people do it just to provide a better life for their families. So the fact that Uber is stepping up to help these drivers who in turn help Uber function is a warm-hearted move on their part.
And another famous tech executive who has spoken out against Trump's refugee ban is Airbnb CEO Brian Chesky. But Chesky didn't just voice it out. He's actually offering housing to refugees and other immigrants who are impacted by Trump's order. He tweeted that Airbnb is providing free housing to refugees and anyone not allowed in the U.S. and asked to contact him if anyone was in urgent need of housing.
Okay, yeah. So another issue with Trump's travel and immigration ban is that a lot of refugees and students and green card holders are stranded in U.S. airports. And this is what Brian is referring to. He's trying to help them by offering a place to stay while everything gets sorted out.
And the executive order has a lot of people fighting against it. There are people protesting, even legal action being taken. And that's why some of the people who were detained were released. But it's not clear how Customs and Border Protection will enforce Trump's order and try travelers might still find themselves turned away from the US-bound flights or detained upon arrival.
Yeah, so let's break this down and see how this is going to work. An Airbnb spokesperson said that the company will leverage its existing disaster response program, which asks hosts to offer housing to people displaced by natural disasters and to aid workers. So they already have this plan in place, and now they're going to just use it for a different situation altogether. Airbnb says that it has matched up to about $1 million in donations to the UN Refugee Agency, and that its disaster response program has made over 3,000 nights of free housing available to aid these workers.
Airbnb says that they are responding to requests from individuals who have reached out to them directly, and they are also working with relief organizations to identify people in need of temporary housing due to the travel ban. Anyway, we're going to cut for a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk about how Apple might be removing Iranian iOS apps from the App Store, and what's that all about. Stay tuned to find out more. BFM 89.9. Now let's move on to a weird story on Apple and Iranian iOS apps.
Yeah, so while the next story, we have no clue if it ties in with the current US administration directives, but it's still another strange turn of events for Apple. So here goes. There's been reports coming out of Iran that Apple has been allegedly removing iOS apps originating from startups and developers based in Iran. So this was picked up because the biggest Iranian e-commerce service called DigiColor, which has millions of users, was removed from the App Store a few days ago.
Yeah, prior to this, Apple actually opened up its App Store to Iranians in September last year, although in a limited manner, but they appear to be gradually lifting some of the limitations, but now it's, you know, come to a sudden halt.
Yeah, so the local developers reported Apple has been responding that there is no App Store available for the territory of Iran, and that businesses based in Iran may not comply with the Iranian transactions sanctions regulations.
Yeah, but there is one curious inconsistency. While Apple cites restrictions in international trade laws as the reason for the takedown, the now-removed DigiColor service relies on the local Shaparak payment system, which is strictly isolated from the international transactions and as such shouldn't breach Apple's terms and conditions.
Yeah, so according to Tech Rasa, the number of Iranian banks have resorted to alternative methods for distributing its iOS apps without submitting them to the App Store or requiring customers to jailbreak their phones.
And given that Iran is currently home to more than 40 million smartphones, with estimates showing 6 million of these are iPhones, and also reported that around 100,000 iPhones are smuggled into the country every month. Mm-hmm. Obviously, this leads to an equally large market for after-sales services and accessories, and Apple certainly has incentive to come up with a workaround that allows the inclusion of local apps to its distribution platform.
Yeah, and these are all the latest updates about Apple. We'll keep you posted if there's more to come and on more information released from the tech giant.
And now, since the last three stories have not exactly been super positive, let's focus on something good to look forward to in the near future. It's a good local story about 146,000 new jobs.
Yeah, so okay, for this new year, let's welcome new opportunities. So our Transport Minister, Dato' Seri Liao Tiong Lai, said that some 146,000 new jobs will be created by 2020, mostly in the high-skill category and in the logistics industry.
Apparently, these employment opportunities would be the results of the Logistics and Trade Facilitation Master Plan from year 2016 to 2020. So this four-year plan is set to elevate Malaysia to be the preferred logistics gateway to Asia by 2020.
Yeah, in an interview with in an interview with The Star, Liao summed up that logistics industry is vital because it supports all sectors of the economy. It facilitates trade, reduces costs of doing business, and contributes to productivity. So beyond job creation, the master plan would also see an increase in the contribution from the transport and storage sector to the GDP to 4.3% in 2020. That 4% actually amounts to about 22.2 billion ringgit.
Apart from that, the cargo volume is projected to grow by 8% annually to reach 880 million tons by 2020. This included the proposal of Carey Island Port, which is bound to be a 20-year project. The North Port and West Port are already operating at full capacity, with Port Klang registering 10% growth last year.
Yeah, so Carey Island, which is part of Port Klang, is a huge port city project with infrastructure investments of about 200 billion ringgit, covering 100 square
kilometers.
50 square kilometers, yeah. And the vision of this deep sea port is to have an annual capacity of 30 million 20-footer units of container cargo.
Yeah, comparing it to our neighboring country like Singapore's Tuas Port, they have a capacity of 50 million 20-footers. So it's about time for us to up our game to play in this logistics game. Anyway, we're off to another quick break. We'll be back with a roundup and some footnotes. So this is Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9. We're back on Enterprise Biz Bytes with Angie and Arvind. Now, here's a quick roundup of our stories today. We talked about Uber creating a $3 million legal defense fund for drivers affected by a wrong and unjust travel ban made by the President Trump.
Yeah, and we also covered Airbnb, who is offering free housing to people stranded by immigration order. CEO Brian Chesky tweeted that Airbnb is providing free housing to refugees and anyone not allowed in the US and asked to contact him if anyone is in urgent need of housing.
Then we talked about how Apple has allegedly begun removing Iranian iOS apps from the App Store. This includes the Iranian's largest e-commerce platform called Digicala that has millions of users.
Yep. And lastly, on a more positive note, 146,000 jobs to be created via logistics and trade facilitation master plan. That's all we have for Enterprise Biz Bytes today. Coming up at 12:30 is the Breakfast Grill Repeat. Melissa Idris spoke to Dato' Sri Tengku Adnan Tengku Mansor, Minister of Federal Territories, on his plans on steering KL towards a greener city and the urban redevelopment initiatives the ministry is undertaking.
And thank you for listening, Enterprise Biz Bytes, with me, Angeline Tay.
And Arvind Yuvaraj, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.